GM, GM, GM. Good morning, everybody. I am Hunter Orell. I should be saying good afternoon. This is the afternoon, man. Now that we're starting at 12:30 Eastern time, a little bit behind schedule. We got to work on it. I'm trying to get things under control, but as you know, in a bull market, things are absolutely crazy. We're going to talk a little bit about how to be navigating this bull market because we are seeing all-time highs. We have Bitcoin and Ethereum absolutely ripping, waking up to crazy numbers. Also seeing Coinbase putting up some insane numbers. It is a bull market. All right, we're at the point where if you still don't think it's a bull market, you're losing it. You're insane. Take off the tinfoil hat. We are back, baby. But with all-time highs and with absolute gains everywhere you look, there are opportunities as well as holes that you can fall into. We're going to look at avoiding those holes, also navigating and coming up with theses a little bit today. We'll look at it also some people's takes on those on the timeline. A little bit shorter show. We're going to wrap things up today. But if you aren't aware, this is the daily show that I put out every single morning or afternoon, depending on when I decide to get things under wraps. But with that said, let's jump into the show. Oh man, a lot going on today. Taking a look at the markets real quick. Ethereum, Bitcoin, Solana, Coinbase. The charts all look pretty much the same. Things go up, number go up, bank account go up. Significant others in your life should not know about this because they're going to start asking you for things. We're getting to that point. Your friends are going to start hitting you up, asking you for trades. You're going to start seeing Coinbase and Robinhood move up in the App Store rankings. It's a very interesting time. Currently, Ethereum is sitting just under 4,000. We just nibbled at that $4,000 mark, and we are seeing Bitcoin. It did nibble at that 70,000 number. I believe we crossed over it for a second just a bit ago, about probably an hour ago. Solana just under 150. Coinbase currently sitting at just under 260. Again, everything a little earlier today, getting some big games, pushing those all-time or at least a local time highs. As you can see, it happened about 2 hours ago for Coinbase, probably 2 hours ago for everything else. But we are starting to see a little bit of a cool off here. We've had all this momentum in, all this hype, all this excitement. Things are starting to get to that like no man's land of, okay, well, we're at all time highs. Now what? I've also highlighted this for Robinhood. Something that we'll talk, Ansem, of all people, smart trader, understanding and pulling this out. And I believe he's actually correct. If you want to do a sentiment trade and where's the money flowing and who's going to be using it, a very interesting trade for sure. But we have seen this as the bull market comes back, stocks start to pick up and we can use a comparable from last cycle. Meme coin market still holding on tight. Haven't seen the same recovery. We're not pushing back to that pop off that we had during that meme coin meta just before NFT Denver, or ETH Denver. We still are seeing some strength within the AI sector. Overall, we are at the same point of, hey, things got really exciting, really cool. Now what? If you are, I think this comes back to a point I made yesterday. I need to stop saying what I said yesterday. It's like a daily meme at this point. But we're at a point where your thesis and your goals for where you're deploying money, you need to start taking a step back and thinking about them. If you are here to just long-term hold and you don't give a fuck and you're just like, yo, like I have my positions and I'll move and allocate and move them around, but I really am here for the next 10 years type of thing. Cool. Go sit on a beach and fuck off. Like don't be trading. Don't be messing around here. But if you are trying to come into this with, hey, I want profits. I'm trying to make this as a job, it's income. There are points where you need to be thinking about taking a little off the top, taking some profit. For me, at these points and at these levels, I have taken a little off of Ethereum, Bitcoin, and Solana. Just a little bit, letting other core positions ride. I've also even thought, I'm thinking about, haven't done this yet, I am thinking about even doing like a head short on some of these positions as we do hit resistance. And as we obviously we have, I think payroll numbers coming out today. We'll see. There's opportunity here where we do get like an actual cooling off for a minute. I think long term still with the inflows from the BTC ETF and what we're going to see coming with the Ethereum ETF, there's still strength there. Retail also hasn't shown up in the strength that we've expected yet. We're still lagging there. There's definitely opportunity. But overall on the market, good things today. And I think you should be taking the opportunity to think about how you're proceeding from here. Now, it's a different story in other places within the crypto Web3 ecosystem. If you are a big Ethereum holder, yes, you're happy. But if you're an Ethereum holder who also happens to hold ETH NFTs, you're not doing so hot right now. Pudgy Penguins has recovered. If we look at the one day here on Blur, it's clear that we are getting a little bit of buying back. We have seen people even step in to save certain ecosystems because of overexposure to loans. And we have a story there and a point there in a second. But Pudgy Penguins, just under 15 ETH. Bored Ape Yacht Club, just sitting under 17.5 ETH. Lil Pudgy's 1.3. Bored Mutant 8 Yacht Club, getting a little bit back at 2.8. Azuki, still at 4. Milady, strong and sturdy at 5 ETH. You'll love to see it. I've become a Milady's fan. Yeah, I've become a. It's also like they throw pretty solid parties. I like the people there, but also like it is such an OG like part of the ecosystem. Becoming a fan, I need to pick one up. Also, good morning to our live viewers, Noah, Philly, and Twixie GM. Good to see you. Clone X, the Yuka ecosystem. If you look through this, right, like Bored Ape Yacht Club, Mutants, Moonbird still under one ETH. We'll even see Codas. I'm not even sure if they'll show up on here for what they are trading at. Oh, actually, they're on the new contract, so they're only going to be on Magic Eden. Yuga ecosystem still struggling. We did see Doodles get some strength. I think right now is a great time for any projects that aren't making announcements. If we are seeing some rebound within the two-digit percent recovery, take note. I think Doodles was oversold. It makes sense. We're seeing this back pushing towards two. Solid buy the dip opportunity, in my opinion, on the Doodles. Again, nothing I say here is financial advice. It's just opinions and me projecting into what I'm seeing in the market and also sentiment trades. We do see others such as Captains doing well. Seppy Seals still holding solid at the one ETH mark. There's some strength coming back here, but there are obviously areas where there's weakness. So I'm taking this as a opportunity when attention has rotated dramatically, super, super, super hard out of the ETH NFT ecosystem to either double down on some of my bags or to realize that losers are losers, cut them and let them go, and then figure out how to position myself when ultimately we do see people come back to Ethereum. We start seeing these projects that have raised millions and have been working on product start to launch them. Again, Pudgy Penguin, even though they've pulled back from 20 and they were almost down 50% all the way to almost 10 at one point, they have so much in the bag and they have incredible builders. I'm a big believer in Luka. We do know that on the merchandising side, they're probably not too far off on their lead time, et cetera, as well as on the content and gaming side. So risk reward would say that that is possibly a buying opportunity. Same thing with Azuki. They're down dramatically, but they've been working. They have teased what they're doing on the content and physical side, possibly a buying opportunity. Doodle, same thing. $70 million raised. Very smart founders. I believe in Julian. I like the IP and licensing and music side of things there. Haven't really seen anything yet. It's coming up. Should be on a note. Should be things you note, how you should be analyzing things. On the Ordinals market, pretty flat, nothing too crazy here. Node Monkeys currently sitting at a 0.66 floor. Again, initial sell-off. We're starting to enter a consolidation phase. This is now a point of thesis for you on, do you think Ordinals are staying around? Do you think that money will continue to flow into Node Monkeys? At a 0.64 floor at a $70,000 Bitcoin, that puts us just around like $45,000 if I'm doing math right, or just under it. It's not cheap, obviously, but we still have strength. We are seeing sales with above the floor and for some mid-level stuff. These aren't all occurring right at the floor. That's pretty healthy. It's good to see that bids aren't just being taken. I'm still bullish on ordinals. Still think there's a lot of money to be unlocked within the ecosystem. Layer 2s, DEXs, etc., all going to be popping up. And I do think that the Bitcoin ecosystem still excited to be able to show off and stand out against their ETH counterparts. Solana as well, seeing less volume here. Interestingly, the money that has flowed into Solana over the last 24, 48 hours has been on the meme coin market, as well as on the alts that are on Solana. That has not really flowed into the NFT side. If we do start to see these come back, obviously Wormhole, etc., stuff like that, that we're able to get airdrops are probably going to get sold off quite a bit / locked up as people make their moves there. Do keep that on your radar as well. Pulling over, and we'll just pull this up again because CODAs are on the new contract, and we'll just pull up the CODA marketplace. Yeah, not great. CODA is currently with an instant sell of 1.17. If you do remember back when people are starting to make their bets and their bids on, hey, other side is the future for Yuga, we did see the floor seen around 2.8 to 3 ETH. And then that started to push towards 4 into the 4s as people were making those bets and getting excited for this February announcement. People expecting this huge launch and interesting takes on things. I think there's some underlying issues with CODAs specifically. Somebody from the time, I really hate this because I put together the show, I like go through Instagram, I curate some takes and I can give my spin on. I hate it because I look at them and then when I talk about if the collection comes up, I kind of like spoil it. But I think CODA has some underlying issues. I'll let the person on X who pointed that out, I'll let them get the credit for it. But we are starting to see more and more people capitulating on Yuga assets and basically just being like, I'm done. I've sat here. I've given you my money. I've watched my ETH go down in price as ETH goes up. I'm out. Peace. Do something. Can devs do something? I think we're getting to that part of the market where if you're a company or a project that's not communicating well and your floor price isn't going up or staying stagnant, you're going to have a really bad time here as people start considering the opportunity cost of capital. That is a very real thing right now where you can take 1.3 ETH and throw it into a coin and potentially turn 1.3 ETH into 2.6. overnight. Those exist. We talked about HOKK, Hawk, the meme coin for the dogs. If you had thrown an ETH into that the other day, you'd currently be sitting at like 4. At the peak, it'd be like 4. Opportunities everywhere. So again, opportunity cost of capital is very high. I thought we'd probably break some of the seriousness of what we see happening right now just to give some love and shout out to Nick and Pio. I love it. They are such memesters and trolls, and they're good for this space from like a humor standpoint. I love this. Great photo. Crypto Twitter obviously did not get it. Got a lot of hate. And then he dropped this absolute banger of a video. We'll see if we can get the audio to work here. He worked hard. Tweeting at me from your tiny little apartment and itty bitty couch. Well, let me tell you, I made a mindset shift. I chose rich every time. So what life you gonna choose? I love it. He is so funny. I think we're just getting to that part of the market where like people are getting upset about gains. People are just getting so butthurt and don't get the joke. Normies are starting to come back, so they don't know who's the character and who's not. The comments on this video are they're great. And again, how can you not love this guy's face and his attitude? Big fans of what Pio and Nick are doing. It's a great video to wake up to on the timeline this morning, just as Noah said. Love it. Thought we'd just put that out there, relieve some of the tension of all this craziness that we have on the timeline, get a laugh. I'd love to highlight one other thing as well. Justin Trimble, good friend, and I'm a big supporter of what they're doing over at Braindrops, has been hinting for weeks here about what's coming with the platform. And obviously, I'm a big advocate for AI art. My background, I ran an AI division at a very large tech company. I have done some pretty cool stuff with other AI artists, and I consider AI art to be one of the more interesting parts of the Web3 space and NFT space, just because of what I think it represents. I'm pretty bullish here on this aligning up with this new narrative of AI art and traditional art auction houses probably having a pretty strong narrative over the summer for AI art. I think if you haven't taken a look at Braindrops, you're doing yourself a disservice. If you're still fading AI art, I think is a solid time to test that thesis, go back, understand why you don't think it's good or why you think it's a fad, and talk to others that might disagree and try to, again, don't be a maxi, don't be absolute in your original takes on things. But I do think eyes should be on what Justin's doing over at Braindrops. I'm excited for whatever they announce. My assumption here, tinfoil hat on time, if this plays out the way I think this plays out, I would assume that this is going to be some sort of like crowning of the hat for them to be like the AI art drop place. As we've saw, like for the crowning of like the generative art launchpad being Artblocks, we're probably going to see something very similar happen here with Braindrops. I don't know if that means it'll be an auction house like Christie's or Sotheby's coming in and saying that they are the official partners and things will flow through Braindrops, or something as an exchange or different marketplace such as like Magic Eden. Who knows? But I think it'll be something along that line of like the crowning of them. So keep your attention there. And again, congrats, Justin. You're killing it. Juice. What do I got to say here? Okay, again, I'm an investor, so this is something that I have to, I guess, disclose, but also say, like, pay attention to what Juice is doing within the ecosystem of Blast, where I think they've fumbled some areas. Blast, the ecosystem, has had some hiccups. They've stumbled. I get super excited when I start to see the unlock of capital and the utilization of capital, where Juice is doing stuff with LRTs. Liquid risk staking tokens are probably the more interesting thing that I see in the entire space right now. I'm a huge, huge Eigenlayer fan. I think Eigenlayer is one of those things you should also have completely on your radar. If you are not aware, okay, if you don't know what Eigenlayer is or you have not interacted with it, you need to go and check it out right now. It is going to be such a fundamental part of this cycle. It is akin to how I have said that loans against NFTs are going to be fundamental to this cycle. The way capital is being utilized and how APR on capital is being utilized is incredibly important. And so Juice has started doing lending with their LRTs. It's live now. Go check it out. There will be a video that I drop with Eric from Juice going through everything. I don't want to take up today's video going through all of what, how this works and the benefits, etc., and how to do it. But I will drop a video of Eric sometime next week going through exactly what Juice is doing, as well as how to utilize this and how to get yield out of the currency and capital that you currently own. So again, something else that should be on your radar. Okay. Mooncat put this out today and it got me really thinking again about attention economy and rotation and ETH NFTs. As you start to hear people say something is dead, the timeline is not the best place to get a sentiment check. It is a great place to understand attention check, or I guess it's a good place to understand sentiment attention in the moment. It's not an absolute though. When you start to see people screaming and saying something's dead, for me, that can mean that attention has moved somewhere else. And then that thesis needs to be, where does attention move from there? And then does attention come back to where it has moved from? In my opinion, and I said this obviously as we were going over the NFT section of the show, ETH NFTs pose a very interesting thing. I think a lot of people, as they flooded out of Solana to go touch Bitcoin and Ethereum as they took off, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh shit, I forgot to, you know, I got to go back and get into my Solana bag, and then that's taken off, and then people are meme coin, like that bouncing around. People have really bounced out of NFTs on ETH. This chart and the 7-day and looking at these prices from their highs or their recent highs really spells that out for me, and should spell that out for you. I think that this is a great time to, again, go back. Mooncat is an incredible trader. He understands market and collectible movement pretty damn well, probably one of the top ones in the space. As much as Mooncat loves to talk his bag, and he should, and I think everybody who has a position should talk their bag, this is a very, very good take on understanding where you should be looking when people are like, oh, how did you know that was going to do well? Attention's coming back to ETH NFTs. It just matters where. So I'm not going to tell you if it's, you know, generative art or it's AI or if it's PFPs or it's people that are dropping tokens or what it might be. That I think I'll leave up to the listeners of the show. But understand that to be early to something, you have to understand where the attention is not, currently is not on ETH NFTs. Another dynamic on the ETH side of things, as we saw that Pudgy Penguins start to pull back, one of the interesting dynamics against this, and we talked about this with the Chromie Squiggle market, is how much the benefit and drawback to having a loan market on NFTs are. As we see people in being able to pull out liquidity and equity against their NFTs and then put that back into the market, essentially compounding capital that we see deployed, we are also seeing the negative side of that, is which is as floors that are not as stable as, say, CryptoPunks, as those start to pull back, we start to see the unraveling of these loans. And so for Pudgy Penguins, people that were taking loans at a 30% LTV when the floor was at 20, and, you know, let's say it was a 60-day, APR is 15%, as that starts to unwind, we see the floor push back towards 10, and some of those loans might have been even higher. You're starting to get back to the fundamental side of that, and so people are just walking on loans. It doesn't make sense to pay it back. They're in profit. It actually was made more sense for them to just walk away, and so those pudgies are getting dumped back into the market, and essentially Blur and others are putting sell pressure onto these underlying assets. David Choi, who's an absolute fucking Chad, put out this tweet saying, I will be personally injecting $1.3 million, I believe, into MetaStreet $1.3 million into MetaStreet and providing $700,000 into Blur loans for Pudgy Penguins. $2 million should be enough to stop the debt spiral for the birds. This is honestly a ridiculous situation, and that shouldn't happen again in the future. We need to understand this. I watched, this is going to sound so stupid, but I'm going to admit to it. I watched Margin Call, I watched The Big Short, and I watched one other show over last weekend. Just like was doing work, threw stuff on one of the monitors, and just wanted to have it on the side. I cannot shake the feeling of how we are compounding risk with like the ability to, again, I made this joke, like you could go buy ETH, then go take ETH, buy a Pudgy Penguin, take a loan out against that Pudgy Penguin, then go take that ETH that you have the loan out against Pudgy Penguin with and put it on, go into Swell, get the stake Swell, go into Eigenlayer, put on Eigenlayer. And now there's even services to pull out a loan against what you have on Eigenlayer. And so you have like this wild, wild, wild kind of craziness going on. My prediction here, not again, tinfoil hat thesis, is that as we see this compound of risk and as we start to see things get more and more connected, we could see that kind of situation. And we keep seeing little mini crashes. There are almost like little mini crashes happening within the loan market. When we start to see these things get even more connected as this market progresses, that's what sets us up for these big short moments and these big unravelings and big leverage crashes. So that is something you should be studying. Not to make the study meme, but study that. Understand that. Go watch a fucking movie this weekend. And then come back and tell me I'm wrong, because I don't think I am. But yeah, should be on your radar. Let's talk about CODAs again. CODA floor 1.3, and this is sad. And the thesis here, and what I didn't want to take away from CODAMA.eth here, is it's very simple. You should not be this is for NFT buyers and for projects as well. And I think it falls more, I think the responsibility is on both sides, actually. I was going to say it falls more on one, but I take that back. You're both, falls on both people. It's two-party consent, essentially. You should not, one, be dropping a project or selling something where after 2 years of it being out, you still can't answer what the fuck it is to your community. I still don't know what the fuck a CODA is. Maybe you do. You can tell me in the chat. I have no fucking idea what a CODA is. I know it's another character in Yuko's ecosystem and their little things, but like, I don't actually know. I know what the utility is. I have not seen activations really against them. I'm sure there's been small things, but nothing's come of it. And I think it was pretty extractive of Yuga to drop all the land and the CODAs, etc., in this frenzy of a moment, and then nothing really happened right after, or them not have stuff planned. So it's very early front running. I think this also goes to if you're going to buy something within the ecosystem, make sure you totally, totally understand it. And this is where it kind of falls back on Yuga, is they kind of projected on, hey, this is something. You need to own this. We have things coming down the road. Like, same time, you need to fully understand what you're putting your money into. You should not be buying because of hype. You should not be buying because somebody else on the timeline is telling you to. That can be a support to your underlying thesis, and you can take multiple people's opinions and network effect and say, all right, if all these people believe this, and I also truly myself believe this, it's a buy. But you need to start independently thinking and then backing up and supporting that with other people's takes. Nate, Alex, and I talked about this last cycle. If it's not your true underlying opinion, the second things start to go, you know, down and fuck up, you will not have the strength and mental fortitude to hold through that. You're just going to see losses. That's why a lot of people have leveraged trades who are doing these swing trades that are just seeing things go up and down. They ultimately lose their money because once they start to, like, let's just say the leverage trade is down 20%. They're immediately like, fuck, I this is a terrible trade. They're out. They're gone. Instead of being able to hold through that, understand that it'll take time to play out, etc. But you probably should have a stop loss on that if you're at 20% down. Totally different topic. The last thing I really wanted to talk about this morning is this. Ansem. Okay, like Ansem, I think he's funny as hell. He's pretty smart. Was cool to meet him in Denver. I think this take is dead fucking on. And I will, I guess, disclose this, that I bought a chunk of this in personal, in retirement fund, and as well as some stuff on the options market this morning. I believe that Robinhood is lagging on the crypto side of things. You can analyze this, one, against the app download market ranking. Where is this app moving day to day within the App Store on iOS, as well as what is Robinhood's play within crypto? Couple things here. One, I do think that as we saw the bull market take off last cycle, we did see Robinhood start to get downloaded more and more as Wall Street Bets narrative, meme coin narrative, and crypto and blockchain narrative overall took off. People look to, you know, your average investor or your meme coin high school lord purse type avatar of a person are either going to go download Coinbase or whatever is the simplest and best UI, which I believe Robinhood has a really, really clean UI. And it also doesn't mean that I have to go and like deal with some of the interworkings that Coinbase does have. I know they've really made it easier for retail, but in my opinion, Coinbase, which I don't have to have a wallet, I don't have to worry about anything. It's pretty straightforward. And the interface is good, and they have a really good widget interface for iOS. I know that's a wild thesis to have, but I think that is something to consider. I believe that Robinhood will continue to see more downloads daily. I do think that they understand that their place in the market does fall alongside that Wall Street Bets thesis of meme coins, etc. I think that we'll start to see this move more and more. I think we're up like 4%, 5% on the day. But I do think that Robinhood should be something else on your radar and you should be looking at. And I do think that if you believe we're going to see more retail enter the space, you can track this essentially by the iOS App Store downloads. There is a really good site for doing this, and I can't remember the name of it. Maybe something that the chat can remember. There are even Discord, I think, functions that you can use if your Discord has a bot. I think 555 is going to get pissed with me for not knowing this. But yeah, a lot going on in the market. This should be on your radar. I'm excited that we got to do all this and chat about what's going on. We're going to try to get the show back to normal stuff going forward. And again, thank you so much for joining. We'll catch you on the next one. Peace, everybody. I don't know what that is, but it gave me... All right, we're out. That's so funny. Not the best ending to the show.